Welcome back to Logical, where we untangle the legal knots so that you don't have to. I'm Ludmila Yamalova, a U.S. qualified lawyer based in Dubai. In each episode, we break down complex law into clear, practical insights so that you can use them. In today's discussion, we're talking about one of Dubai's most client-friendly innovations in real estate, property transfers through the private trustee VIP service. But before we dive into it, let's take a step back and look at how property transfers have typically worked, both internationally and in Dubai. So in many countries around the world, transferring property is still a fairly slow, manual, and often paper-heavy process. Buyers and sellers are required to visit multiple government offices, coordinate with notaries, submit original paperwork, and wait for weeks or months for final registration and title deed issuance. And just a few years ago, Dubai's own process was not so different. Until about 7 years ago, anyone buying or selling real estate in Dubai had to physically go to the Dubai Land Department, or DLD, or one of its official real estate trustee centers. The process involved paper submissions, long queues, in-person verification, and same-day coordination with banks or other parties. It was functional and secure, but certainly not fast or convenient. Well, today, we can fast forward just 7 years from 7 years to now, and things have changed significantly. I've been here in the UAE for now all too many years, and I remember for the first many years, every single transfer we had to do required for us to go to the land department physically, and that was across town. And you couldn't really make an appointment at the time. You would come to this building that, to I guess Dubai's credit, there's a lot of people that wanted to buy real estate in the Emirate. So it was always busy. There was a lot of people, and it was only one building. So parking outside of the land department was difficult because there's too many people wanting to get in. There were people and crowds everywhere again because people were trying to buy and sell. And ultimately, just to do a property transfer, you would spend about a day, almost a day, so it felt like it, with the driving and the parking and trying to get through the crowds and submitting the documents and finding all the different parties involved. Everybody had to be at the same time, the buyer and the seller, the agents, the banks, and everyone else. So it would take perhaps at least, a good 6 to 8 hours sometimes, just being in the building of the land department trying to manage part of the transfer. And even then, the part of the transfer would start with, and on that day, basically start and end with, is just parties exchanging documents, signing documents, and submitting them to the land department. You wouldn't walk out after all these hours with the actual title deed. So, and in many cases back then, and obviously a number of years have passed since then, but it just doesn't feel like it was that long ago, it would sometimes take months before title deeds would actually be issued, and you would again have physically, you would have to physically go back to the land department and find the right office and then go and pick up physically that one physical copy of the title deed. So all in all, it could take up to 6 months, sometimes even a year, for the actual title deed to be issued. Now, it's not to say that the transactions were unprotected or unsafe or insecure in some way. It was just the actual issuance of the title deed took a while to process, but obviously the person's details, the party's details were properly registered in the government system, so the interests were protected, it was clearly registered to, and it was traceable to who that particular property was registered. But in terms of having something in your hands to prove that, hey, that property is mine, and here is the title to prove it, months. And part of it was because Dubai is a bit of a victim of its own success. It became so popular in such a short period of time, so it had to constantly play catch up with trying to adopt and integrate new systems to be able to keep up with this kind of demand. So I guess the reasons behind it, the history behind it, is a positive one. But the reality is such that because as the government was catching up and implementing these systems, there was some time that it would take for the actual title deed to be issued in your hands. Now, I use the word actual title deed, physical copy, because That too is an interesting concept, especially as you compare it to today. Today, you don't even actually have a physical copy of the title deed anymore. You don't even need one because now the land department and RERA, which is one of the sort of its agencies, it looks like most of the real estate transactions have now been moved on to blockchain. So it's all basically now digitally traceable. So you no longer actually, there's not no longer even need for a physical issuance of the title deed. There is now just a title with a QR code, which you can verify anywhere. Now, why that matter is because there's no reason to wait for the actual physical copy of the title deed to be issued, as was the case before. As I said, in the past, you would have to go, the parties would have to go and sign papers if submitted to the government authorities, and they would wait for all the data to kind of go up the ladder into different directions, you know, before the printing department would ultimately print that copy, that one original, the title deed, and would have the seals and the stamps. So there's that document alone took many different steps and different hands and stamps as well to get through before it was actually issued. That's just the physical copy. And you had to really fight for this original title deed. So without it, you couldn't do anything. You could not even issue a power of attorney to manage your property or to sell your property without the original title deed. In other words, if you wanted to sell a property and you wanted somebody else to designate someone else to represent your interests, you would go to the notary, you would issue a power of attorney that would specifically require for you to enter the details of the property you are delegating those powers for. And in order for you to issue that kind of specific power of attorney, you were required to bring the actual physical original title deed to the notary to show them. And it was all because to make sure to verify that the title deed was, you know, that you were the actual owner. Now, all that made sense, and this is why just the original title deed was so important, because that was your basically only proof that you were the owner of the property and this is legitimately yours. And if you ever lost it, you know, the process of dealing with it, you had to go to the police. And you would have to declare. It's basically, it was similar like to losing the passport. If you lose a passport here, you have to go to the police, you have to report to the police, and then there's a police report. On the back of the police report, you would go to your embassy and apply for the renewal, a new passport. Same thing with back in the old days with a title deed. You would have to, if you lost your original title deed, you wouldn't be able to do anything with the property until you replaced it. And for you to replace it, you'd have to go to the police. You give all sorts of testimony in terms of having lost the title deed and where you might have lost it. They would have issued a report for you. And then with that report, you would have gone back to the land department and waited through another process of having your title deed replaced. So it's quite a significant and lengthy exercise. And the reason I talk about it now is because just to kind of show from where we were not long ago to where we are now, and I'll get to that shortly. So, but just to sum up this part of the discussion, it's that one document had so much value, and because it was the only original, and for it to be that one original, it had to go through very detailed set of steps with stamps and signatures that ultimately showed that document was original. And that's why it also took so long for the title deed to be issued. Now, fast forward a few years after that, because, as I mentioned earlier, the land department, that poor building, the land department was continued to be busy and busy by the year as real estate continued to improve or grow and become more and more appealing kind of throughout the world, and the UAE economy continued to show signs of success, especially as compared to the rest of the world. So more and more investors came into Dubai in particular, and so that building and land department was too small to accommodate all the demand. So what the land department had done at the time is that it designated a number of trustee centers, so independent, now still under the umbrella of the government, but they said independent trustee centers that would ultimately tree up to the government and the land department, but now they were distributed all over town to make it convenient for investors. And that's perhaps that was the beginning of, and it's a little bit of an evolution of how property transfers have evolved, what the experience of property transfers has evolved in Dubai. So you'd have these trustee centers that were now distributed all over Dubai. So you no longer had to drive across town and try to park in a parking lot that was too full. And so now, for convenience of the investors, the government had decided to designate different services or different trustee centers all across town to make it accessible for parties to go. But in doing so, they're still, even though they were kind of independent trustee centers, they're still treed up and they were under the umbrella of the government. So in terms of the security and safety, it was just like going to the land department physically before into that same building. And then the trustee centers, they ultimately have access to the database of the land department's database. So whenever you go to the trustee center, they would input the data, whatever the data would go ultimately to the government's Dubai Land Department or RERA database, and would pull data back and forth. And so you would, the documents you would ultimately receive from the trustee would be the same documents you would have received from the land department in the past. So that's the kind of the evolution from the physical one building, DLD building, to multiple trustee centers across town. But still we're dealing with, you know, for a while we're still dealing with the original title deeds. And so therefore, even with the trustees, things were a lot faster, a lot more streamlined, a lot more efficient, because there were many, many more of them. The lines obviously were shorter because of it. They're more conveniently located. But they were still, for a while, they were still issuing paper title deeds. So whenever you would go and transfer the property, it would still take you a few hours within these trustee centers before you get your property title deed issued. So obviously with this, the kind of the continuing integration and implementation of the digital systems in the UAE government systems, they call it the smart government, the e-government. So we are moving away, the UAE and Dubai government in particular, moving quite rapidly away from the sort of physical world in terms of having to deal with that one physical original title deed onto blockchain. And so and which means that even this experience of paper issuance, the title deed issuance, is now also being minimized, because you actually no longer need to have actual paper issued at all, because the QR code, obviously you can see it on your app, and the QR code, so you can walk out of the trustee center these days and without a single actual paper, because everything is now on the app. In the last few years, these private trustee centers that have been kind of set up across town have also evolved under the governance and instructions and obviously supervision of the land department and RERA. And they've also, because their systems are integrated to the land department systems, so they've gone kind of digital as well. So they became a lot more efficient too. So your experience and to go into trustee was no longer sort of summed up to 3 to 5 hours of sitting in the trustee center and getting the paperwork submitted, and all these parties, from banks and sellers and buyers and their respective representatives and lawyers and conveyancers and so on and so forth, sort of sitting in that trustee center for a number of hours. And so it went down from 5 hours to 2 hours. And they were able to do that because at this point in the last few years, it was most of the title deeds were completely replaced from the original format, from the physical title deed to the QR code. So obviously it became a lot easier, more efficient for the trustee centers who were directly linked to the government databases and records to issue new title deeds based almost right there on the spot. So already, just if you look from the last, let's say 15 years, how much we evolved from where we started, this one building, the long queues, many months before you actually get the title deed, and the importance of that one document to multiple trustee centers that reduced significantly the time for property transfers. to now basically multiple trustee centers that are issuing title deeds through QR codes, which basically can issue them on the spot. Okay, so that's been an amazing service and been a great value add to investors in Dubai. And I have to tell you, talking to a lot of foreign investors, obviously, much of Dubai's real estate is owned by foreign investors, but perhaps the ones that have come here more recently, they're quite in awe of how efficient and effective the Dubai government's processes are, in particular with regards to property transfers. So still in a lot of countries, in the US and in Europe, to transfer property, and I'm sure those of you, as many of you can attest to it, especially in France, you have these notaires, it's a very, very cumbersome process. It's very formal. There's a lot of bureaucracy involved. So just talking to a client the other day, an English client, and he was just sharing his recent experience of transferring property in England, is that it's still it's perhaps closer to what Dubai was like 15 years ago than what it is like today. And similar in the US, we did recently a property transfer client in the US. It still took a few good weeks for all the kind of paperwork to come together, and again, notaries and online meetings. So it's fairly still, if I may say so, antiquated compared to what services we have available now. So now let's fast forward to today's actual discussion and why I find it's quite exciting. So, as I was saying, the current trustee centers and the QR code title deeds is already a huge value add to investors and to Dubai economy and real estate. But obviously, Dubai being Dubai, it always continues to evolve and outdo itself. And so there's another concept that's called the VIP trustee service. So that means that now you don't actually even have to go to one of these trustee centers and do the property transfers at one of these official trustee centers. Now you can have a private trustee come to you and wherever you want them to be. It could be your home, it could be your office, it could be at a hotel, it could be at a conference room somewhere, anywhere. You could be even a coffee shop. So you can have this private trustee come to you and they will do the property transfer for you right there and then. So this is a service that was discussed and kind of introduced as a concept maybe 2 years ago, 2 to 3 years ago, but really only last year came into effect. There's no specific legal authority or decree on which it's based, so it's not like I can point you to specific circular number or decree number that's at least publicly available that say, okay, as per the circular, these private trustee services have now been introduced, and so this is kind of how they work. So it's just basically an internal government initiative that's, again, under the government umbrella of the government that introduces additional service for the convenience of investors. And it's a pretty cool service, I have to tell you. I have to admit, we were recently kind of introduced to it ourselves. And I could not kind of believe myself how smooth and how secure the process is. So that's the purpose of today's discussion. I wanted to introduce you to the concept of the idea of it and explain to you exactly how it works and give you the assurance that this is a real deal. This is a real service and it's pretty amazing. So how does it work? Now, the land department has designated or licensed, if you will, a number of individuals as private trustees, right? And so these are individuals, and they're kind of just like, much like notaries here. They're notaries, they have their private, you have private notaries as well. So you have private trustees. They're licensed by the government. They've had to pay their own insurances, guarantees to receive that license. They've been vetted. And so there is, the land department has a list, a database of all these trustees, so you can verify them. So you don't have to trust somebody else or rely on somebody else for representation that such and such person is actually a trustee. You can verify a particular person by seeing if they are on the list of these registered trustees on the land department's website. So now these, also these trustees, in fact, are in one way or another attached to one of these trustee centers. And how the process works, let's say you want to do your property transfer. You reach out to one of the trustee centers and they will, and if you want to request this VIP service, it's called a VIP, private trustee VIP service. So you can call the specific trustee center and you tell them, okay, I want to hire this VIP service. They will ask you, and this is quite interesting because this just shows you how secure this this process is and how it kind of works and why it can work so smoothly. So they will tell you first to send all the documents to them by WhatsApp or by emails. And because, let's face it, all the documents now have QR codes, right? The SBAs even have the POAs, so the passports and the Emirates ID. So the trustee centers can verify much of this data by virtue of receiving the scanned or emailed copies of the documents, such as Emirates ID, for example, or title deeds, or the Form F, you know, the sales agreements, the land department. So, in other words, whatever documents you send to the trustee center in support of that specific transaction, they can verify independently. Because each one of these documents, again, going back to the blockchain technology and their kind of revolution in terms of the government paperwork, so each one of those documents, for the most part, can be verified by some sort of digital code or QR code. So you send all these documents to the trustee center, they verify them, and then they will appoint a trustee based on where you want your meeting to be held and which day, which date, sort of any other kind of nuances. They'll tell you, okay, fine, here's, we designate such and such individual to be your trustee. And then they'll put you in touch with that trustee. And it's pretty amazing how efficient and how how smooth the process is. So they will give you the details of the trustee, and the trustee himself will send you his own kind of paperwork to prove that he is a registered trustee. So in our case, he sent us a copy of the trustee registration details and his Emirates ID. So we had all the details to have the assurance or the confidence that this person is real, and that this person is actually licensed by the government. And because you have copy of his registration license and his Emirates ID and his name, obviously, you can check on the DLD website to make sure that, yes, he's this one of the trustees that appears there. But ultimately, it's because it was the trustee center that recommended him as well or put you in touch with them. So also they can verify to you that, yes, this is actually one of their trustees that is licensed to conduct these VIP services. So by the time you actually show up to wherever it is the meeting, you decide the place of meeting and doing this transaction, this VIP, the VIP trustee will come to you. He will have seen all of your documents because remember, he is associated with the trustee center itself. So whatever documents you have sent to the trustee center, you can also send it to the trustee directly through WhatsApp. Usually we communicate WhatsApp, seems pretty efficient. But by the time he is there, he will have had all the documents. And in fact, he would only show up on the assumption that they have reviewed all the documents, and all the documents line up, right? So they won't come, for example, if a check is missing, like one of you, because you need to also send copies of the checks that you have prepared towards the transaction. But they'll show up there. It's, you know, you've got, they've received all your documents. They already have your documents, not just, you know, they're already populated in their internal system. They've cross-checked all the documents, knowing that basically you already have everything there. Then you show up, there's actually an additional service to this, but this, you know, we can kind of talk about the fees shortly, but otherwise you kind of come, you don't have to pay up front. So you show up to the center, there he is and the trustee comes with a little suitcase, a briefcase, that has these official, it's an iPad sort of a thing, a gadget, looks like an iPad. And it's obviously like a government system that is that comes with this, you know, physically. It was kind of an interesting experience because it comes with a little briefcase, looks like a sort of like a James Bond sort of a secure case. And that's perhaps just to add another layer of protection to this, because the unit itself, the device on which the transaction happens, is obviously part of the government sort of device or database. So you can't just walk in. Perhaps it's not advisable to just walk in with a little device under your armpits like you wouldn't potentially with your iPad. But that's basically all he comes with. He comes with this little briefcase, and that's it. And then opens up the briefcase, takes a little device from it. It looks like an iPad. And then he asks all the parties to basically present the original documents to them. And the original, basic in this case, that really matter are checks, because at that point, these are the only original documents that still need to be original, right? Because the POA, he would have already verified. The SBA would have already verified. The title, he would already verified. The party's identities, he already has it all on his database, because all these documents have already been sent up front. All he's needed to see, obviously, the parties, to make sure that the parties that are there to do the transaction, make sure this is the seller, this is the buyer, or the seller's representative, the buyer's representatives, he would look at the names in the POA. He would actually the other original documents he would ask for is the Emirates ID or a passport if you are not UAE resident. So to confirm that whoever it is, the buyer, in fact, is the buyer, whoever is the seller, or if there are representatives, so that he would look at their original IDs. And would look at the checks. And so the checks are, obviously, there's a check for the purchase price from the buyer's perspective, and also the check to the land department, which is the 4% of the purchase price. And that has to be in the form of a manager's check. And then there is the check to the trustee, or you can pay the trustee's fees in cash. And so the trustee's, it's the trustee service itself is 4,000 dirhams, so the trustee center. And if you want the VIP service on top of that, is anything between 2,000 dirhams to another 4,000 dirhams. So in the grand scheme of things, not so significant. So all in all, you would pay, if it's at a regular trustee center, it's between 4,000 to 4,500 dirhams. And if it is at this VIP service, it's the 4,000 or 4,500 plus additional 2,000 up to perhaps, you know, 3,500. So all in all, about maybe, you know, maximum 8,000 to 9,000 dirhams, which if you think about the convenience of the service, is a pretty good deal. Now, then, because we're back to the sort of physical, imagine back to the table, the trustee sitting with his little device where he had already populated all the documents. He verified parties' identities, he verified the payments, and then he basically just says, are you ready? Like, tell me when I'm ready to click submit. He literally clicked submit, which means to submit, to transfer the property. I think 2-3 minutes later, the title deed was issued. I mean, that was it. I tell you, so the whole experience, we were in there for less than an hour, and much of that 1 hour was about pleasantries and kind of waiting for the different parties to come in and just sort of getting the different sums confirmed and squared away. And so, but the actual process of transfer, between the time that the trustees sat down, looked at the originals and looked at the checks and pressed the button when we told them, it was probably anything from 10 minutes to 15 minutes. And then the title deed is issued. Now, what does that mean, title deed is issued? Because he doesn't have the printer with him there, nor does he need to, because you can see, so obviously, as the buyers need to, they would benefit from having a Dubai REST app, which is an official app from the Dubai Land Department. It's called Dubai REST. And so if you have the Dubai REST, you will see your title deed appear in your app right away. So that's exactly what happened with our client, literally within about 15 minutes cumulatively from the time that the trustee looked at all the documents and the time he pressed the button transfer. So our client saw that the property, because we represented the buyer, so he saw that the property was transferred to him all here on this little, you know, the palm of his hand and his on his phone. So think about it. So here we went from this physical, this invaluable piece of paper that was the original title deed that was so important that if you lost it, it was basically, you know, equivalent to a passport. If you lost it, you had to go to the police and report it, and then they request a new one, to basically not even needing a copy, a physical copy of anything. You can verify your ownership immediately, almost immediately, upon the trustee submitting the document. So I think it's an incredible service for investors, and it's an incredible evolution of customer service and government services that truly happened before my own eyes. And that's why I wanted to take the time to kind of give it proper framework and spotlight, but also to juxtapose it to how things were just not that long ago. And in many places, it's still like how it was in Dubai not so long ago. But here we are with this private trustee service. It just doesn't matter. They can come anywhere you are. You feel just as safe because they do have this government system, right? It's not their own private computer that they then go back and you expect for them to go back and plug it in and connect it to the government system. No, what they have with them, this is why I had to secure a case, a briefcase, is they have a piece of government sort of database, for lack of a better phrase. So that's why it's just as secure as if you were to go back, you know, to the old days, the land department, and did all the signatures there on, in person. So this one person now represents a whole body of government employees in one, and he can do it because of all the systems and technology that in this particular case the Dubai government has embraced and put to use for the benefit of the investors. So I think it's super cool service. It's incredibly safe, and that's why I thought it deserves to be highlighted. And surprisingly, it's not that well advertised or known. Although, as I mentioned earlier, it had been discussed a few years ago. So the introduction of it, so you can see some news articles here and there talking about it, but it really just sort of kind of kicked in about a year ago, and still it's not really been talked about too much. But it certainly deserves to be highlighted, because it's incredible service. It's incredibly safe, efficient, effective, and it's also affordable. In the grand scheme of things, it's very affordable. So highly recommend that all of you who are buying, selling, that consider using the service. It's all pretty transparent. On land department, you can find the trustee centers, the specific trustees, and the process is very, very smooth. That's all for this episode of Logical with Ludmila. If you found this episode useful and you like what we do, you can always find more on our website at lylawyers.com. We're also on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And for the full experience, you can watch our video podcast on YouTube. Until next time, stay informed, stay safe, and keep things logical.